everybody. Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
And I've never been a hype man before.
What?
I've never been a hype man
before. You're an amazing hype man.
You're a great hype man. This crowd went from 0 to 60 in about that amount of time.
Yeah, and now they're back down to a comfortable 40.
It's nice. You want to live at 40.
So for those of you who don't know, we do a weekly live show here in New York every week. We podcast it on Nerdist.com. We're here, if you're listening at home, we're at Special Edition NYC, which is like a tiny New York Comic Con.
Well, I mean tiny. It's perfectly sized. It's
regular like New York Comic Con to them.
I love it.
Yeah, it's like great. It's the calmest con of them all. Everyone's just quietly walking around, doffing their hats to each other. And it's a gentleman's con.
It smells decent.
Yeah, smells lovely.
It's nice.
We got all the movie riff-raff out of here, and everyone's just cooling out.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's great about it, if you guys don't know, is it's totally focused on comic books, which is good.
You guys having a good time here today?
Yeah,
right? Awesome.
Cool. And we're very excited about the guests that we have on the show today. So without further ado, I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, starting with Haley.
Oh, hey, my name is Haley Kiefer. Should I say what I do? What do we do? I'm a comedian, and I'm currently writing for a new sketch show that's going to be on True TV. It's called Friends of the People. And I know so little about comic books, I have stress diarrhea right now. All right, great.
Did you say stress diarrhea?
I sure did.
Great.
I'm panicking with the sheer absence of knowledge I have about this topic. So
it's a very laid-back, we're a very laid-back show. Like I said, it's a com-con. So now, what's it like work on this show? Can you tell us about it?
It's great. I pitched a sketch with a talking toilet, and it's being a network is paying for it to be put on television, and I couldn't be happier. That's pretty much how I would describe it.
So a lot of butt stuff so far from you.
A lot of butt stuff. I'm sorry. It's just my comfort zone, I guess. But yeah, it's really great. It's a bunch of stand-ups, and it's basically just a pure sketch show. There's no like plot or theme, or it's just a bunch of really weird stuff. So. I'm excited about it.
Awesome. And Jordan, let's go over to you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jordan D. White, and I am an editor at Marvel Comics.
Nice.
Now, do you edit any particular books of Marvel Comics, or just like generally?
No,
edit emails?
I just criticize people. And walk around. I edit the Deadpool books, and also...
Yeah.
Awesome, Deadpool fans,
nice.
That's great. And also X-Factor and Thunderbolts.
Yeah. Okay, good, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah, fans of all comics, we love that. I brought my cat, his name is Escape.
Oh, wow, the audience odd. Oh, keep in mind, for those of you listening, this is a puppet.
That's right, my name is Escape. I'm a cat, I'm gray, and I'm awesome. I'm Marion.
Scapey, you do some Marvel recaps, is that
right? Not recaps, but sometimes I tell stories. Do you want? If you have a question about continuity, I'll tell you.
Wow, what a thing to ask.
Is this in continuity?
Is this appearance in continuity?
Yeah.
Yes. Of you, the cat.
Yes.
There you go. Awesome.
You guys are all in it. Are you a Earth 616 based?
No, this is Justin. This is not Earth 616. This is Earth 1218. Duh.
What? Oh, I live in the Marvel Universe.
No, there's no superheroes in real life. Duh.
Just got shown up by a fucking puppet.
Story of my fucking life, bro.
Yeah. Hey, let's hear the story of your life, Michael.
I'm...
Good.
I went to Segway school right before
this. That was really good.
Jesus.
Well... No, okay. I'm Michael Regasta. This is my brother Robert, and we're in a band called This Good Robot. And I'm here as a fan today, and somehow I tricked you guys into letting me sit up here and put a microphone in front of me. That's kind of neat.
You dressed for the show perfectly.
Ooh, thanks, man.
If I may say, he's wearing a Robin top.
This is my Comic-Con shirt. I don't wear this shirt. Ever, unless I'm going to a Comic-Con. This is the only time I wear this shirt. Because I'm afraid something's going to happen to it.
Exactly. Oh, I was going to say. So you're not embarrassed by it.
Yeah. No, I fucking love this shirt. It's my favorite shirt.
Okay.
What are you trying to say about my shirt?
No,
man?
Everyone's cool.
This is just escalating a little quickly.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. Thank you so much for having me, though.
What?
Thanks for having me back.
Hey, thanks for coming on. And for you guys, we're going to have them do a song by the end of the show. That's pretty cool. But they're also going to provide musical accompaniment. Throughout, this is our first musical episode of Comic Book Club.
Yeah, there you guys are our house band.
Feels good to be here.
Yeah.
We're going to screw it up.
Now, I was kind of thinking because we don't really all know each other very well. Maybe we could do, we could play like a party game.
Oh, like an icebreaker?
Like an icebreaker.
Oh, cool.
We could do some trust
falls.
That
is a cool move.
There's nothing cooler than icebreakers. I was thinking we could do like a comic book themed Would You Rather. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Cool. It's better than Spin the Bottle.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm feeling bad about not choosing that now, but let's try these Would You Rather.
So this is just us kissing for 40 minutes.
And the audience loves it.
Did you guys watch that? Yeah.
I made out with Skate, the cat. It was kind of awesome.
Nice. You just got that blank chair, bro. Yeah.
I got to awesome. Kiss the whole
So would you rather, okay, would you rather have a picnic with the Punisher or go see Zorro with Bruce Wayne?
Oof.
What? Too soon?
Awkward.
Too soon.
Yeah.
I think I would see Zorro. Did Bruce Wayne's parents die after the movie or before?
After.
So that's fine. You get a nice little entertainment.
Didn't he not make it through the movie? Or no? They left halfway through the movie, right?
Well, what? Well,
it was which continuity are we talking about here?
That's
Steve?
True.
Yeah, it's changed a lot over the years.
Wait, in this reality, do you know what's going to happen to his parents while you're watching the movie? Like, so the whole time you're like, oh boy.
Jesus. Yeah, and then you walk up to him and you just whisper Batman into his ear and then walk off into the night.
Okay.
That one weird guy said a word to me. I should probably do that for the rest of my life.
I guess that'd be, yeah.
That's why I'm up here.
Yeah, someone whispered comic book podcast in your ear when you were going through a tragedy.
I was. Yeah. A comic book podcast flew through my window, so I decided to use it as my symbol of justice. Cool.
Where does he get those wonderful toys?
I think that answered that question. Right?
Do you die either way? Either scenario, we're going to die?
I think so. I guess the question is, do you prefer movies or picnics?
Okay. I'd rather do picnic because I get food.
I'm going to go with the movie because I don't like sunshine.
Or bullets, I guess.
If you go to the picnic, is the presumption that Punisher will just murder you? Is that what we're assuming?
You're his family.
I'm sorry. Again, I know so little that part of the question.
I'll tell you.
I don't know. That's not so bad.
Once upon a time, okay, there was a dude named Frank. He went to a war, and he was like, I like killing people in a war. It's pretty good. And then he came home, and his family was there, and they were like, Frank, we're happy you're home.
Oh, no.
But you can't.
Sad story.
There's more. But you can't kill people no more because now you're home. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, I'll deal.
I don't believe him, knowing nothing about the story.
This is a true story.
He's a good guy.
Oh, okay.
So he goes with them to the park and says, I love you. Mm-hmm. I'm happy we're in the park. I don't mind that I don't be in a war no more.
Mm-hmm.
But then a bunch of criminals kill his family.
Oh.
By accident.
Why is everybody laughing?
Yeah. This is a sad story.
Sad stuff.
Yeah, great punchline to that story.
And then he said, hey, if criminals kill my family, I will kill all criminals forever.
Right.
AKA Punisher.
See, the way you told that story made it seem like he actually kind of was happy about it because this is an excuse to kill a bunch of people.
Well,
the way you set it up, it's like, no, my family's dead. I have to kill everybody.
He's a little messed up.
Okay. I would go with Bruce Wayne then because it's sadder if it's a kid.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And sad. Wait, you're picking the saddest version?
No, I don't. There's something about it's like maybe if you're there, you can like be a comfort to him. Maybe you become Alfred.
Or you die.
Well, are we neglecting the option that maybe we could stop the killers and there would never be a Batman?
Wow.
Is that possible?
How dare you?
Sorry.
I like Batman too much to let that happen.
So if you were there, you'd be like, go ahead.
Wait, I'm sorry. You would let his parents die?
If it means a war without Batman. You know, I mean, like...
He's the killer.
You know what? I could save your parents, bro, but this is going to be super cool.
Yeah. So that's... No, I think...
You wouldn't read a book about a Bruce Wayne that grows up and just has a sweet investment banking...
That's what that show Gotham is going to be about.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah, he's just like sort of a douche.
They got Ryan
from Wall Street type. Yeah.
So I think it's going to be like a Twilight Zone episode where you're going to go, and because you're there, you scare the criminal away, and then you're going to realize and go, now I have to kill Bruce Wayne's parents.
I'm Batman.
No, you're...
Now I'm just a murderer.
Yeah. But it's all worth it to get Batman, right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can live with that.
That makes sense.
Oh, that's cool. Great.
I honestly really feel like we all know each other much better now.
That's great.
Yeah. Certainly.
That's fantastic. Guys, later on in the show, we're going to ask you for your audience questions, and you can get some of these free comics and books over here that we'll pass out to you guys. But now we're going to move on to our next section, which we like to call The Stack.
Yes.
The Stack, The Stack, The Stack, The Stack, The Stack.
Dude, that was terrible.
They're worth every.
No, that was fantastic. That was great.
Yeah.
You wrote that yourself?
Do better next time.
They've been in the studio working on that for the past month.
It's been a couple months.
So normally in The Stack we talk about books that have come out this week, but we thought because we're here at this con, we could talk about stuff generally we're enjoying that we're super excited about so that then you can leave this panel room, go find the creators, talk to them, say we sent you or something. I don't know.
Great idea, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of petered out at the end a little bit.
We can be part of a harassment.
But first thing I want to talk about, this is a book that I've been reading that I'm super stoked about, The Woods by James Tynan. Has anybody been reading that?
I really, really like it.
Yeah, two people.
Yeah, that's okay.
Nice. I like it a whole lot.
Yeah, Michael also likes it a lot. Do you want to talk about it, what the book is about?
Yeah, no, it's insane. It's like basically this whole school disappears and then reappears on an alien planet, and we don't know shit yet. Like, we really don't know anything. But in the last issue, there was this great scene where they were, like, going down all of the science fiction tropes and be like, well, maybe we time traveled, or maybe we're in an alternate dimension. And, like, all these things that they're naming, you're going, oh, it can't be any of those things. So now I can't wait to find out what it is.
So they end up on this alien planet, and immediately aliens start eating them, like, straight off.
Monsters.
Which is amazing. And then one of the guys takes a small group of students and says, I know exactly what I have to do, follows this stone that has an arrow pointing them into the woods. And he's like, let's just go into this way where there's more alien monsters.
Trust signs.
Yeah. It's great. It has a very Lost vibe to it. Back of the school, everything is kind of breaking down between the students and the teachers. It's awesome. Yeah. And you actually picked up some original art, right?
I did. Tinian, actually, he talks about this book like it's a total passion project of his, too, that he's been, like, talking about forever. So it's really exciting that it's coming out now, and it's, like, it's freaking great so far. But I picked up a cover by is it Dionys? Is that how you pronounce that?
Sure.
He's the artist on the book, and he lives in Greece. And so I brought it with me today to meet James Tynan. And Tynan, I'm sorry, I'm awful with names. And he had
JT.
Yeah, I saw JT the fourth, and he had never seen any of the original art from his own book, and so he, like, kind of freaked out a little bit. He cried. It was a little crying. Mm-hmm. And he, like took my portfolio and was showing people. He was, like, super excited about it. It was really cool. And I actually bought another cover from it today from Joe Isma.
Oh, boy.
I suck.
All right. That's hard.
He's the Morning Glories artist.
Yeah.
He did
a
variant
cover. Great book. Definitely pick it up, and it's only two issues.
So
in,
good.
So it's awesome.
It is. It's really good. It's a fun horror story, and I like the... I mean, I'm going to be a little cheesy, but I like that it was a really cool, like, teen horror drama going on.
Wait, cap up a guy's going to be cheesy?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
No, the fact that the whole, like, you know, students versus teachers thing was really cool and fun to read about. Another weird thing is that it's not to be confused with the other horror movie or horror comic that just came out that is about a wood title, Trees.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was like, that's so weird. Is it there's a horror movie, a horror comic called The Woods and a horror comic called Trees, neither of which is
Well, Trees.
You have
trees
to be able to see
awesome.
The forest for the trees. See the woods for the trees.
Right. There we
good,
go.
Good, good, good. Yeah.
Tie it all together, Justin.
The crossover, Woods versus Trees. That'd be great.
It's going to
be
a win.
Whoever wins, they're still trees.
The Lumberjacks win.
Yeah. Cool. So, Haley, you were saying you've been reading Rat Queens?
Oh, yeah. I don't, again, so little information about comic books, but I did read the first 5 issues of Rat Queens. Have you guys read it? Yeah, it's awesome. Go. It's very beautiful, and as someone, someone who doesn't really care for fantasy, I'm sorry. It's great. Like, it's very irreverent and, like, funny and, like, slightly dirty, but, like, just really silly.
It is filthy.
Well, no, just, like, they talk like we talk. Like, it's not, like, the high fantasy lingo. I don't even know what you call it. But I like that. I like it's kind of...
There's not a lot of apostrophes.
Right. No, yeah. No yeast.
It's mostly about chicks doing drugs and then having
sex. Oh, that
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it about?
And then every once in a while they fight an ogre. It's awesome.
Right, yeah. It's like four merry adventure ladies, and they do a lot of drugs. And, yeah, it's just sort of like they live in this town and they cause a lot of problems, but basically, like, they fight ogres and have to go on journeys and that kind of thing. I like it. I would highly recommend it.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Justin, you have been digging Iron Fist lately, right?
Yeah, is anyone reading the Iron Fist from Marvel? Man, it's by Kare Andrews, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and it's amazing. He does the art and the writing on it. And it's just so, it's like cinematic, and the fights are awesome, and it's sad. It's great. I've talked about it a lot.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show last week, right?
Yeah, and it's three issues in. Iron Fist, he meets this girl. He's on a date with this girl, and he's like not really listening to her, and then he takes her home, and then she gets involved, and then all these ninjas show up right when they're going to bed.
What do you mean?
They're like in getting intimate.
They're gonna
They're gonna talk about their feelings. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
What TV shows do you think they're gonna watch?
I mean, The Bachelor, I would guess, because that's what gets me in the mood.
I want to marry Harry, bro.
For what?
Huh?
For in the mood for what?
For passing out roses to the different people in my life that I want to keep around.
How does that work? Does it work out for you?
So far. Does anyone here have a rose? Oh, shit.
They were selling them in the lobby.
I better go to the floor.
They were.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Were.
I sell them to people. Anyway, all these ninjas show up, and Iron Fist has to go back to Kunlun. That's the name of his town. And it's just great. And he just has to find his dead father. And very good book. And Father's Day's coming up, so it's a great gift for your dad.
Good. You definitely brought it back around to something.
So, you get it.
So that was nice. Jordan, you were recently reading Southern Bastards.
Yeah, speaking of fathers, this is a book by Jason Aaron over at Image that I read the first two issues of like 2 days ago, and I thought they were great. It's about a guy going back to the place where he grew up, where his father had died many years ago, and it takes place in the South, and it's just like the town has been kind of become corrupted and overcome by this dude named Coach Boss, who runs the local football team. And
Coach Boss?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
That's awesome.
Cool.
He's a coach and a boss.
The scenes at the football
game. And he's the coach of the
cool.
football team, the high school football team, and which this guy used to be on, like, 50 years ago, 60 years ago or something. As a big fan of Jason Aaron's previous, like crime comic...
Oh boy!
The one at Vertigo. What was it called?
Scalped.
Astonishing X-Men.
Scalped. Yeah. I really miss Scalped, and it's been a long time. And I felt like this really scratched that itch of, like, you know, a dark, interesting story with compelling characters.
It's crazy though. Like Scalped felt like it took place in the real world. This is a spoiler for the end of the last issue of Southern Bastards. A bolt of lightning hits a tree and forms it into the shape of a baseball bat.
Well, it's not
baseball bat. Did you take it that way as like it's kind
clearly
of?
Clearly, I did. I just said it out loud.
No, that's how lightning works.
That's how they make baseball bats.
It's not a baseball bat. It's just a stick.
Yeah, like his I don't think it's supposed to be.
What is a baseball bat but just a stick?
Wow. A stick with specific forming.
We'll be taking any sports questions.
What I mean is like
playing baseball.
Like, did you take it as it was taking a turn down science fiction lane type of thing?
Well, no, not exactly.
Supernatural
Well, isn't the movie The Natural? Isn't it like a stick that's hit by a tree that's hit by lightning?
I guess so. Yeah.
I think you're thinking
is
Rookie
it?
Of the Year.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, Angels in the Outfield. You think of Angels in the Outfield?
Aren't there those angels in the outfield?
Basically, this guy hates this town. He hates that he hated having been there in the first place. He hates being
here. Get to
it.
The lightning bat.
But he's seeing how terrible everything is. And his father loved the town. And his father fought for the town and died for the town. And so then he's like, I don't want to fucking have to care about all this bullshit. But he's starting.
So he leaves and he plays baseball with lightning.
He
seems like he's
super
not a cool. fan.
He's
of
getting
his,
sucked
of
in.
His dad.
Listen,
he's not a fan.
No, he's
of
not.
His.
He's always yelling at him.
And we don't know who he's been talking to on the phone. And there's all this. They're just setting up great stuff.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
And it's an ongoing series, so it's going to be lots of unhappiness, I'm sure.
It reminds me of Justified a little bit. Just like the
TV
town,
show.
The town, I guess, yeah.
but it's fantastic.
Does it remind you of just, is there a lightning bat in Justified?
Yeah.
All of season three is about lightning hitting.
Because his father had a famous stick.
Famous stick?
It was like his weapon.
He used as a weapon to like...
Jordan, are you the PR agent for this book? Are you the PR man for this book?
All I gotta say is, whether it's the woods, trees, or trees getting hit by lightning, we're big fans of wood and trees.
Yeah, exactly. Back to basics. We all became Mennonites right before this. Yeah. And we want to keep it... Oh, lightning's the only electricity we respect.
And that is it for the stack! Guys... We're going to move to our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions.
Audience questions. Audience questions. Yeah.
Man, where do you get your inspiration?
I can explain it to you. I can explain the process is he says it. And then he writes this song quick in his head. And then
quick in his head.
It's so really cool. Great. That's pretty cool. Special stuff.
So for audience questions, we're going to go out to you guys. Sorry to interrupt your talking about your creative process. If you have questions about literally anything, comic books, geeky stuff, movies, TV, anything for these amazing people on the panel, anything like that, let me know.
I saw the movie The Wolverine. If you have any questions about
that. I have a lot of thoughts about it.
We're taking questions about The Wolverine.
Yeah, actually, I got to correct that. It's exclusively questions about The Wolverine. So if you have any burning questions about that, let us know, and we'll give you some free comics and possibly books. So please raise your hand, and I will come to you. Yes, you sir, right here. What is your name?
Eli.
Okay, hey Eli, what is your question?
If you could take one superhero to make a movie out of that has never had a movie by itself, who would it be?
Great question. I actually think all superheroes have been turned into movies.
They finished.
Thank you, Justin. Next question, please.
Great question.
I say Madman. Mike Allred's Madman.
Very well timed. There's a Madman picture on
him. Oh, thank you. That's always been, this is like my first comic book I ever read. It's Madman, Superman, Hullabaloo, and
that's the one with Don Draper, right?
Cool.
That movie would be insane.
I've been waiting. Rodriguez has it, apparently. I don't know. It's supposed to happen.
Robert Rodriguez?
Yeah. I don't know. He says it's been optioned since 1998.
Wow.
So, we'll see.
Cool. Justin, what about you?
Starman is like my favorite comic. I'd love to see a Starman movie. It would be very cool. When I was a kid, my favorite character was Speedball. So maybe a Speedball. And we can do away with the penance thing. That can be a post-credit sequence where shit gets bad. But he just bounces around and has fun with his friends.
Cool, great. It's very toyetic.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Anybody else?
Toyetic.
Got one?
Oh, God, no. I'd love to see that movie, Chris Claremont in an X-Men movie. Wait, he was.
He was
in Days of Future Past, right?
Yeah, he had lines and everything.
All right.
Man, he finally made it to his lifelong dream of being an actor.
I really hope that Lock and Key trilogy happens.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be brutally murdered in it if it
does? Well, here's the thing. We appear in the book Lock and Key, so I hope I get to play myself.
Yeah.
You've been practicing, right?
Yeah.
You've been dropping a giant boulder on yourself.
I'm a classically trained actor.
But you didn't die,
have I ever
right?
said that before?
No, I'm actually I'm one of the surviving members of Comic Book Club. Pete, who is here.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, we actually were drawn and written into Lock and Key by Joe Hill.
Does Pete cried when Pete died, or do you get chopped in half?
Pete gets straight up chopped in half.
Pete gets chopped in half.
A boulder falls near me. There's no actual on
die.
There's no on panel death. There's no on panel death for Jake.
You didn't see it. It didn't happen, guys.
Exactly. Also, we don't know what kind of world it's in. I could be like a weird monster. Now.
There's a key for that.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a key for that. That's great.
On the other hand, I'm a doctor in the book, so I survive.
Well,
we don't know.
To be honest, we don't see you for the last few...
There's a deleted scene where I check the boulder, and I'm like, he's dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You do the
dive. I think we're going to move on. I saw you right up here. You have a question. What's your name?
Claire.
What's your question, Claire?
If you had to be enemies with one supervillain, which would it be?
Oh, man, that's an amazing question.
Who would your arch villain be?
And then this is going to get very deep and psychological because you're like, do you consider yourself super strong and you could take down this villain? And you're like, I want to die.
I'm trying to think of like a Z-lister who I can totally take. Because I'm a
pussy. Doomsday.
I'm not going to be able to take him.
Doomsday, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'd take Doomsday.
I inhaled him.
His first kiss died. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, great point.
Superman just inhaled him in recent continuity, so that's a thing. Enjoy that.
Spoilers.
Hallie, do you have an answer?
I was just going to say Venom, because I would die against any supervillain, so I might as well like go out big.
Right? If Venom would be?
Sure. Yeah.
Because you want to be just straight up like eaten.
Right, yeah. Just go for it. I don't have the illusion I'd be able to win, is what I'm saying. I appreciate where you're going with it, but I know that wouldn't happen.
Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't win no matter what anyway. So. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, but Justin's character in Lock and Key was actually a supervillain, and I could totally take him.
It's on, bro.
He's a classically trained actor, though. So
exactly. I'll act around you. I'll act like I can beat you. Scapey, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I want to take on Galactus.
Galactus?
Yeah.
What's your strategy?
Well, kick.
What?
Kick.
You would kick?
Yeah, like kick, kick, kick.
Wow. I feel like it would be hard for Galactus to even recognize that you were doing that.
I would win. I'd bite him by the neck.
Okay.
Kick him.
I can't argue with that strategy. Also, oh, by the way, you don't have any legs.
Wow. Cool. Cat body.
Not to interrupt. Cool. We're going to go all the way to the back over here. We'll see if this mic stretches.
I don't think it will go
that
ma'am.
Over here. Yes. Wait. Oh, my God. This mic is so loud. It's amazing. Here, come over here. Come over here. Come over here. Look at you. I stretched this mic so far. What's your name?
My name is Momo, and I wanted to ask, which superhero or villain do you think you have, like, the most personal things in common with, or you think you could tweak just a little to get the closest to have in common with you? Like, who do you think you could personalize most to have in common with you?
Great.
Cypher Doug Ramsey from the New Mutants is probably the closest to me.
Because he's a dork.
Because he's a huge dork.
How many languages do you speak, Alex?
What?
How many languages
do you speak? Oh, boy. English.
Yeah.
I know how to say shalom in Hebrew.
Nice.
So I'm 50% of the way there, I think.
Oh, cool, man. Oh, quick, we need to know how to say, what is it, hello? Shalom?
How do you say hello in Hebrew? Hurry, this rock's going to fall on us.
Yeah, the only way of stopping apocalypse is saying hello in five languages. Shalom. Adios. No, shit. Oh.
Dead. Great answer. So who do we all have? What's closest to
us? Well, it's super lame to say Spider-Man, but like you got it. I feel like everybody feels like they're like Spider-Man because that's the point of Spider-Man, right? Am I wrong
true.
About that?
No, you're... Yeah.
Everybody feel like you're kind of like Spider-Man? Okay.
I mean, that's why he is the big
best
deal that he
ever.
Is. Yeah. I mean, you are wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's why I feel like I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I was so close.
I would say Aquaman. I always felt, when I was a kid, I would swim. I grew up near a lake. I would go swimming. I would go into water, and I would, like, look at a fish and be like, look at me.
Did it work?
Sometimes. But also the fish was like, is that thing going to eat me? Which maybe that's how Aquaman works, too.
I like the idea you just get so confident in your power. It's like, occasionally they do look.
Yeah, well, that's true. I also was the kid who would, like, if I was outside, I would run, and I would be like, maybe I can fly and jump. And that one never worked.
Does Aquaman have the power to control fish, or just ask them what to do?
He suggests things.
So he's like, help me out, and they could be like, no.
Yeah, often. That's why, aren't there some fish that are like just don't like him? Like sharks or something? And they're like...
they're just like, screw you?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that's a thing. Is that the thing? Piranha? Right, because he had his hand bitten off by piranha. Because they're crazy.
Wait, are the piranha, they're the ones that bit off his hand?
Yes.
Really?
That's great. Okay. That's actually
ironic.
Ironic, because it's fish?
Yeah, because it's fish. I don't know.
Cool, man. Hey, Doug Ramsey, look up what irony is in the dictionary.
I would go with my same answers before, Madman, because I'm constantly going through an existential crisis. That's
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to lose it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We're one more question. Somebody, let's see, you, sir, right here. Yes, you.
Oh, me.
Yeah, you.
Two questions real quick. First, will your cat be appearing in any Deadpool issues coming up?
Oh, I don't think they have asked me yet, but I would like to.
Well, to be fair, we didn't invite the cat on the panel, but you showed up.
I just get in where I want to go. Yeah.
And actually touching on both of their questions, if you guys could pick any supervillain to have a movie based on them, just...
Nice.
None of this hero crap, just villainy, straight up 100% villainy. Who would you guys pick?
Superman, right? They already did that?
Yeah. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Thank you, Alex Alden.
Good. I mean, that's a pretty good answer.
I'm good with that. Are you good with that?
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
I think Dr. Doom would be a cool movie, I think. If it was done by, like, just not anyone who is making superhero movies now, it'd have to be, like, pretty dark, I think.
That Superior Foes of Spider-Man that's going on right now.
Yeah, is anybody reading that book?
Great book, also, awesome. Yeah.
That is some funny stuff.
It's very funny.
I think that would make a great movie.
Written by Nick Spencer, who's, like, not known for his comedy, and it's actually just very funny.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Aren't they doing a movie of The Sandman? The Spider-Man villain, The Sandman?
No, it's what? It's the DC Comics.
What's that?
Sandman.
No, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Gordon-Levitt's going to play the Marvel
He's going to play the role originated by Thomas Hayden Church.
Same guy.
Again, he's actually remaking Wings as well. Did you know that?
Right.
Don't even joke about that. I love that show.
You love the show. Would you want to see a remake of Wings?
Of Wings?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Dark Wings.
Everybody is in favor of a remake of Wings. Applause. Yeah.
All right, Hollywood, you heard it.
Wait, hold on. Can we just address what just happened? The entire right side of the audience was like, remake, and the left side of the audience was like, we're not having any of that.
Well, this is a Mad About You crowd over here. So let's hear it for Mad About You. No joke, when I was a kid, when I was 12 years old, I went for Halloween, I went as Lowell from Wings.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
What does that costume even look like?
It was a jumpsuit with a piece of masking tape with the word Lowell written
on it. Oh, you're so full of shit.
I swear to anything. My mom has a picture of it. She was like, Lowell from Wings? It's like, I mean, he's not scary. He's sort of not really fun either.
We need to post that picture with the podcast.
Yeah.
I need to see it.
Between that.
Yeah, we just got a picture. It didn't happen, so.
Wait, what?
We've got this screen here. How come the picture of him as Lowell didn't...
There it is, right there.
Yeah. That's the panel, guys.
Yeah. Great.
Cool. Are you asking a question? Great. So we're actually out of comics, but we can do a quick lightning round. If you guys have any quick questions, anything that generally has a yes, no, maybe answer, we'll do it real quick. You, sir, right over here.
Favorite superhero costume.
Favorite superhero costume. Great. Down the line.
Yes.
No, what you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
Just normal clothes?
Yeah, normal clothes.
Batman Beyond, what do you got?
66.
Oh, there you go. 66 Batman. Sorry.
Batman Beyond is a cool costume. Robin.
Robin.
The one with the nipples.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what everyone wants. Any favorite costumes, guys?
Again, Madman. It just like
come on, man. We get it. We get it. You like Madman?
That was what drew me to it in the first place.
The costume.
You know, have you dressed up as Madman?
Once, and it was awful. It did not go well.
Cool. Let's see some pictures.
Yeah, I'll post.
What are you doing?
Hello. There's the pictures. Madman. Amazing. This is amazing timing. wait, over there, you, sir.
Earth Prime Green Lantern.
Favorite Earth Prime Green Lantern.
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, Kyle Rayner.
Earth Prime? Isn't Earth Prime the
Earth Prime now?
Okay, I'm all confused.
Come on,
the one with the ring. You know.
Yeah, whoever's got the ring.
With the green thing.
Well, I would say Guy Gardner, but he's not a Green Lantern anymore, so I don't know. Yeah. Nobody now.
Nobody? Your favorite was Guy Gardner, and that's it?
And now you've checked out.
Yeah, you're
Mogo.
Like,
it's Mogo.
So, I'm sorry, if you're like a Green Lantern, number two, Guy Gardner, number one, nobody.
Wow, what a hard ass.
There you go.
We did get to Hallie on that
one. Oh, yeah, Hallie.
Favorite Green Lantern from Earth Prime.
None. Familiarity.
You and Jim.
You might as well just be gibberish.
Did you mean Ryan Reynolds as the answer?
Oh, Mr. Ryan Reynolds. There we go.
You, sir, I think you were raising your hand, right?
Name a series that you're most looking forward to that hasn't been issued yet.
Ooh, an upcoming
new series.
That's Scott Snyder's Witches.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, this just came out, but I really liked it. We sort of made fun of it, but Trees by Warren Ellis is very good so far. Looking forward to how that goes. The first issue came out like 2 weeks ago.
I don't think this is out yet, The Wicked and the Divine.
Oh, yeah.
by Gina McKelvey.
Kieran Gillen.
Which, if you guys ever read Phonogram, it's not exactly the next Phonogram, but it's a spiritual successor to it, so I'm super stoked for that.
I'm really looking forward to Scotty Young's Rocket Raccoon book.
It's really fun. Weren't the pre-sales for that, like, insane?
Yeah, super, super high.
It's like 300,000.
I've talked to Scotty about it. Some of the stuff he's told me he's going to put in it is nuts, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Great.
What's he putting in it?
What's he putting?
I can't tell.
What's he putting in it?
Is it okay? Just yes or no? Are furries going to be happy?
Whoa.
Yes.
Very personal question from Alex.
I'm asking for a friend.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Your friend is going to really like it.
You said that in the grossest way possible.
Yep.
Thank you.
Gross question, gross answer, I guess.
What are you talking about?
Cool, I'm going to run back here to this guy in the red T-shirt. Come on over here. All right, yes. Oh, this is as far as I could go.
Which superhero needs a theme song that has just one word in it that's not the name of the superhero?
Robert, can you handle this?
Performed on the guitar.
Do you have this?
That's an intense question.
Robert's going to handle this one, I guess.
No. Wait, so, sorry, I just want to...
It's a superhero whose theme song is a one-word repeated, this word, one-word repeated, that is not the name of the hero. So, I mean, you can...
He's going to sing a song about Cyclops real quick.
Okay. Douchebag, douchebag, douchebag!
Thank you, Rob.
Wow. Real tough crowd. I guess people love Wings and hate Cyclops. That's one thing we
Welcome to America, bro.
Yeah.
Cool. Other questions. You, sir, right there. Come on up. We'll get... Yes. All right, come on.
Real simple. Digital or print?
Oh.
Nice. Mic drop.
I didn't
miss really? Our equipment.
Oh, my God, he just walked out of the room. It's so weird.
He flew out the ceiling. He exploded into flames and flew out the ceiling.
That's crazy. I think that was the devil. I mean, I don't want to say it, but I think that was
the thing before the show. That was crazy.
You signed a bunch of stuff?
Yeah, I signed a crazy amount of stuff with him. I was like, I will sign literally anything you have me.
I'm print all the way. I don't do any digital.
I'm the same way.
But I just had to give away and sell 5,000 comics.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. I read print, but at the same time, my house has been taken over by comics. Like, I just, every surface that exists is covered in comics.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel like a crazy person.
Well, newsflash, you are.
I have every single comic book I've ever bought since I was 8 years old. I sold my first one this week to help me fund this con.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It was upsetting.
You put on this con? What?
Yeah, I sold one comic book, and you're welcome. So,
wow.
Special edition. What book was it? What book did you sell?
It was a Fables number 6 RRP cover that they only did 200 copies of.
Why?
I know.
Why would you do that?
And you know what sucked? I have an extra copy of it, and it still was one of the most difficult things I've ever done.
Wow.
Like, I had two of them, and it's still one of the hardest things. I'm sorry. I suck. I'm sorry.
Jeez, I'm glad you weren't there when I gave away my comics, because you would have cried.
I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Cool. Yes, you.
Who's your favorite Flash?
Wally West.
I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I know that.
That's the popular answer.
It's a great guess.
No,
I heard a great answer.
John Wesley Shipp.
Oh,
yes.
Are you saying actor or are you saying...
She means the character. Yeah. But John Wesley, I can't believe you, A, remember his name, but B, great. That's one of my favorite TV comic book shows.
You guys know John Wesley Shipp is in the Flash pilot on the CW.
Yes,
he's
playing we know.
His father, right?
What?
He's playing his father.
He is.
I think that's what
Yeah, and I'll tell you guys, actually, I've seen the pilot.
Of course.
And oh, cool, man. That's really cool.
Sweet. Wow, I've seen the pilot. It's awesome.
Oh, okay, wait, hold on 1 second. On behalf of Pete, fuck you.
All right, fair point. Shout out to Pete.
The reason I bring it up, John Wesley Shipp, his stuff in it is fantastic. Yeah. It's so good. The stuff that he does with Grant Gustin as Flash is the best part of the episode, and it's already very good. So
I like Bart Allen.
Really?
Yeah.
As the Flash?
Well, I mean, just when he was the Flash for a brief time.
Cool. I like Superman because he runs fast. He's my favorite Flash.
Yeah, Professor Zoom is pretty cool. Don't.
He's not cool.
Mine's the Reverse Flash.
What's that?
Does that count? Reverse Flash?
Yeah, totally.
Sure. It reverse counts.
Yeah.
There you go. You, sir, over here.
Matt Smith or David Tennant?
This is a question, I think, specifically for Justin.
Oh, okay, cool. Those are just names for things?
Sure, sure. I guess I have the unpopular answer. I like Matt Smith.
Oh, me too, me too.
Oh. Yeah, oh, I think the asker liked that answer.
I answered correctly.
This is a question about Doctor Who.
Oh, I was just going to guess that.
Right.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, I knew it.
10 points, 10 points.
Yeah, great. You're winning this game show. You're winning this game show. I don't watch Doctor Who. It scared me as a child.
Matt Smith. I think we can take one, maybe two more questions. You, sir, in the hat, right over there in the Duff shirt. Here we go.
Oh, what do you think Gotham's going to be a hit?
Oh, don't you say it, Alex.
Well, I've seen
don't
Gotham.
Say it.
Oh, hey, cool.
Get him! you did see the pilot this
week. Yeah, I did.
How does it tie into the OC?
What?
How does it tie into the OC?
It's all
OC.
I watched a lot of
to gear up.
He's very different, but there's a point where he punches young Bruce Wayne and says, "Welcome to the DC, bitch." So there's that, which
Welcome
is weird.
Welcome to the DC.
Right after his parents are murdered, too.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah. There's some really good stuff about it. I do feel a little mixed. It's very pilot-y, but... The Robin Lord Taylor, who plays the Penguin, is awesome. He's so good, and if for nothing else, you should watch the show for him. He's great.
Here, let me tell you. Me and Marvel editors Jake Thomas and John Moisen were sitting around talking about it one day, and we pitched what we want this series to be. That they were talking about the Joker, and everybody's like, obviously the Joker's gonna be it. And we were like, we want them to just go, we guarantee the Joker will appear in this show, and then they just never confirm who it is, and the whole thing is like, oh, that guy's smiling really a lot. Maybe he's the Joker. Oh, that guy told a funny line. Maybe, oh, he just got murdered in the episode.
Can I undercut your joke? That's absolutely what happened.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Are you serious?
Smallville.
They have a moment in the first episode where you're like, oh, maybe that guy's the Joker. I don't know. Maybe that guy's the Joker. And I talked to one of the cast members afterwards, and he said they're going to do exactly that. You'd be like, no, that guy's the Joker. That playing card's the Joker. That fish is the Joker.
and then you see a shot of him
totally
from like 400 yards away floating in space, and you finally see him in costume like in Smallville. But that's it.
That is the best.
That's the thing that concerns me about the show the most. It's like once we know like who everyone is, it's going to be like, oh, that's the end, right? Like, what's going to happen on the show? They're going to wait. Well, and come back in 5 years when Batman is Batman.
Bruce Lee is going to be the Joker. Yeah.
They're just going to have a blank screen for 5 years of a Batman end.
Yes. I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Yeah. Oh, you can take one last question. One last question. Anybody? Yes, you in the Superman shirt right over there. Come on up.
Come on down.
Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Here we go.
I'll phrase it yes or no. How are you optimistic about the upcoming slate of DC Comics movies?
Oh, well, we're not going to answer that because we're going to answer it in our next section, which is The Week in Geek.
The Week in Geek! The Week in Geek! The part where they talk about comics and movies again. Yeah!
Oh, shit, he's got our number.
Oh, amazing.
He's starting to criticize us with his songs.
Yeah, he's gone rogue. I don't like it. So you guys might have heard there's these rumors going around that DC and Warner Brothers is going to announce a whole slate of movies at San Diego Comic-Con. They specifically laid out three movies a year. Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, of course, our favorite. Shazam, Sandman, the Marvel Sandman played by Thomas Hayden Church. Justice League, Wonder Woman, a Flash of Green Lantern team-up because you demanded it, and then Man of Steel 2 in May of 2018 when we're all dead. So what do you guys think about this? Are you excited if this does turn out to be true? Nervous? Cautiously optimistic? Where do you lie?
I try to stay optimistic about any kind of any of all this media coming out. Like, I'm just glad it's being made. Like, I don't love the tone of the new Ninja Turtle movie, but I'm glad it's getting made. You know, I'm glad that that's happening. So I'm glad that they're doing them. You know, I hope that they don't suck.
I just feel like I need a break. Like, all I want to watch is like German dramas. Like, I just can't. I need like a palate cleanser before I can go back in and then see like 1,000 other superhero movies.
They could not gonna happen.
I know. It's not. There's gonna be like another. They're gonna like reboot Spider-Man next year. Like, it's everything. It's so much.
Can't lose that license.
Eventually, humans are just gonna sleep and watch superhero movies, and that's all we're gonna do with our lives. Yeah, right.
Do we know? Yeah. Do we know?
Forget sleep. Put on another one.
Do we know if the Flash is the Flash from the TV show?
No. That seems unlikely.
Probably not.
It does seem unlikely.
Yeah, because
but it's
they
weird
get their TV right
at once.
Huh? You can do that.
Can you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. If only they had access to another actor to play as other characters.
Yeah, is there any precedent in comics? Are there any comics where, like, a character appears in two different places and does two contradictory things? Or it's all pretty consistent,
it's
right?
All equal. I think everything
consistent.
Is checked.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
if you put
Wolverine,
together,
for example. Yeah.
If you put all of his appearances in any given month together, it amounts to a documentary of his life.
Absolutely.
It all adds up.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what editors do all day, right?
That is exactly
like, well,
what we
Wolverine
do.
Has to be with the
we
Avengers at 9.
No, listen. We sit there with scissors and we cut out all the panels and put them in order.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Wolverine's Day. June 15th.
Somebody did that. Did Jason Aaron do that story once?
Yeah.
Wolverine's Week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great story. The end.
I think it's weird, getting back to the DC movies, Shazam? Like, why is that?
Yeah.
For most people who don't know, I feel like it's going to be like, why is that Superman weird?
Yeah. That one might be the one that works the best, though, because of the kid, and like there'll be a bit of a comedy aspect to it, I imagine.
Yeah, but do you think?
That.
See, that's
and
the thing. Do you actually think
movie.
DC's going to make a comedy family movie? Like, I feel like they're going to be like, there's going to be the darkest Shazam
let's go
movie
dark
possibly.
With it.
Let's go gritty.
Dark Shazam.
To be fair,
yeah,
families,
Mike Adam.
Families sometimes like to murder each other, right? So it's like, you know, a family comedy.
Where I grew up.
Yeah, well, for Shazam, the rumor is The Rock has been talking about a movie that he wants to do for DC for a very long time. He loves Black Adam. That's one of his favorite characters ever. And he's dying to play him. He recently said, I've confirmed with DC, I'm doing a character that's never been on screen before. So at least rumor-wise, if all of this turns out to be true, The Rock potentially would be either Shazam or Black Adam in that movie. And I feel like that actually makes a lot of sense for him. He's very into things for the whole family, and he would do something where a little kid turns into The Rock. I would watch that movie.
Wow.
That's
going to
be Tom Hanks. Is that going to be Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
They got Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it'd be like Big, but with superpowers.
He makes the wish. And
yeah.
Shazam!
No? I wish in Big, they should do a sequel of Big where the kid turns into Tom Hanks, then Tom Hanks turns into The Rock.
I would watch that movie.
Big, bigger. It's bigger!
Oh, when he goes back, he wishes to go bigger?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, this was fun, but I want to do some fucked up stuff. I want to be bigger.
Do you guys want to talk about Big real quick and how fucked up that movie is?
Yeah.
They have sex in that, I'm trying
to
think.
Yeah, I believe that they do.
What? America.
Believe
it. We should have known back then.
Yeah. Another rumor that actually came out yesterday, I mean, this has been going back and forth, but the site called HitFix reportedly confirmed it, but it still is in the realm of rumor, that Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones is going to be Aquaman in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, which I'm just saying so I can get through it, and then later on in Justice League as well. So what do you guys think about that?
Wait, who is he on Game of Thrones again?
Jason Momoa, he is Khal Drogo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
What?
As Aquaman?
I miss him so much.
I feel like if he jumps in the water, there won't be an the water will go away.
Do you have a problem? I mean, I feel weird that he's not like a white blonde guy. I feel like that's essential to the character of Aquaman.
Yeah, well, let's go with Jamie Lannister instead. If we're only going Game of Thrones casting for Aquaman, let's go with Jamie Lannister.
No. I actually do think, all joking aside, Jason Momoa is great for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
There's only one Aquaman, Vinny Chase from Entourage season 2.
Never forget.
I'm still hung up on why Batman is suing Superman. Like, I don't understand what
it's going to be a trial of the century.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just a simple country Batman.
Oh.
What about other casting? What do you guys want to see for Flash, Green Lantern? I guess we talked about Flash a little bit, but Green Lantern in the movie.
Is Ryan Reynolds still Green Lantern?
Apparently not.
What happened?
I'll do it.
Just at home.
I'll play him.
Yeah?
Yeah, if anybody offered it.
You throw your hat in the ring?
Yeah, I wouldn't be good at it, but I'll do it.
Oh, cool.
I'm not a classically trained actor or anything.
Yeah.
But
what about you guys? Who should play Green Lantern if not?
Nathan Fillion.
Sure.
What's that done over there?
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I would go for him to play anything. I love him.
I thought he said Jessica Alba, and I was like, I don't think
yeah!
it's just not going to work. That's all, because she won't get naked in the movie, and it's going to.
Oh, yeah, I see how that's an essential part of being a Green Lantern.
Yeah. Yeah. Be totally naked. We all saw the totally naked the entire time.
Who's going to play the squirrel?
The flying ship. He's going to play the flying squirrel. I don't know. Is the escapee done any acting?
I don't. I would eat a flying squirrel, but I could not pretend to be a flying squirrel.
Oh, you couldn't get in the head of a flying squirrel? Okay, cool. Never mind. You're cut.
I would play the Red Lantern cat.
Yeah.
I would scream and spit blood.
Cool, yeah. Given the DC slate, it's probably 2018's next movie.
Dexter the Barfing Cat.
Last thing to talk about with this, opposite of what Michael said, there's going to be a Wonder Woman movie, potentially. That's kind of exciting. Are you guys excited about that? Do you want to see Gal Gadot in a solo Wonder Woman movie?
Yeah, of course. Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
If she bulks up.
She needs to bulk up a little bit.
Bulk up, they've got to get
Did you guys see, you saw the latest Fast and Furious? She kicks ass in that. She's great.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nobody agrees with me? All right, never mind.
I think so. They need to start building the invisible plane.
Right, that's really the technology.
They need to build an invisible plane.
And who else did they say, isn't it? Did they say Cyborg at some point?
I don't think there's going to be a solo Cyborg movie.
Oh, really? What? Why? He's such a computer.
Yeah, there could be lots of awesome hacking scenes.
Oh, that's great.
That's my favorite thing.
Yes.
Hello. Thank you, sir.
Grinding halt.
Cool. Anything else about a Wonder Woman movie? What would you guys want to see? Number one request for a Wonder Woman movie. Beyond plot.
Megan Fox over there. Nice. Interesting.
Just kind of hanging out in the movie. Yeah, like, I'm Megan Fox.
Megan Fox playing herself.
Yeah. Invisible plane. Purple healing ring.
Do you think they'd actually do the invisible plane?
No way. I bet they'll do it.
She flies now, doesn't she?
It'll
be like a joke at some point, like in passing.
I bet there'll be a joke about it. And I gotta say, the fact that Wonder Woman can fly always catches me off guard.
Yeah.
It seems very strange to me.
That's the position that she flies her jet in.
It happened because she used to fly an invisible jet, and then somebody went, that's dumb, let's just have her fly.
Seeing her flying, sitting. You have to put that in a movie. Hurtling through the air? Come on. I would see that.
How does she drive it is the question, because it's hard to find the buttons.
How does she even find the door? That's great. There's a lot of... I watched everything. I mean, like a 15-minute sequence where they explain all. How do you build this?
They're already making a comic book movie. It's already ridiculous. Why not throw an invisible jet in there?
I'm sorry. I just to get back to that. So you would like a sequence of the Wonder Woman movie where they're like, we got to stop the bad guys. They're like, first, I got to explain how this plane works.
No. I want it to be like, they're trying to get in the plane. They can't find the door. They've lost the plane.
She drops her keys, keys are also invisible.
Can I ask you, what is the benefit of having an invisible jet over a visible jet?
You could still see her.
Yeah, I guess if you're flying, if you're showing up and you're trying to be sneaky about it, like, just don't tell people.
When her enemies see her just flying it, it's so unsettling. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that can't be real. She wouldn't fly that way.
Why would somebody do that? Yeah, I think that moment.
Well, why not have the jet make you invisible, too?
That's impossible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
We don't have the technology for that.
What's the matter with you, man?
Don't you edit comic books?
Yeah, what are you, nuts?
Jesus.
Well, it does make a good point. The comic movies are so take themselves so seriously now, and yet they're made up, like some guy or girl made these up like 50 years ago in a tiny room. It was like, I don't know, an invisible jet and all that stuff. And we're like, oh, it's the Superman movie. It has to be so deadly serious. It's like he's just a guy.
Just do it.
Superman makes robots with his own power that are exact duplicates of all his powers. Like, that's insane. He could, like, take over the world, but nobody cares. It's just, like, they threw it away. Why did he do it? Oh, because he was supposed to appear at a grocery store. So he was like, all right, I'll just make a robot that can go instead of me.
Yeah, appear at a grocery store. No one appears at a grocery store.
I'm sorry.
You guys, we got super bad for our grocery store opening. This is great. Signed him.
Wouldn't you go? If Superman was opening a grocery store, wouldn't you go?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, superfood.
Okay. Guys, I think that's it for the Week of Geek.
Yeah.
All right. So,
We're going to wrap it up in a moment with an amazing song from This Good Robot. But before
that, jeez, man.
What?
Building it up with
a terrible
amazing
song.
With a real sucky song from This Good Robot. It's just not going to be good.
Thank you.
But before we do, a couple of things. If you are in New York or you have friends in New York, every single Tuesday at 7 p.m., we do the show completely for free at Fontana's downtown. So please come to that. This week, we have an amazing comedian named Chris Griggs on the show. Last time he was on, he made up a song about Wolverine, and it was crazy. So who knows what's going to happen.
And he's writing a new song for the show on Tuesday, yes.
Awesome. There you go. Get psyched, you guys. A couple of other things to plug. Justin?
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live. Be friends with us on Facebook so you can hear about all the stuff that we do.
Yep. You can check us out at comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com for the podcast and more. A couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, Tom Radar, Craig Fletcher, David Mackay, Riley Trahan. We want to thank our amazing guests of the show. We want to thank Haley.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Yeah.
This Good Robot.
Yeah.
We want to thank everybody here at Special Edition NYC. And now to play us out, ladies and gentlemen, This Good Robot.
This is a song called Chronological Disabilities. And I forgot my laser gun at home, so sorry. Cross my mind, I lose a little more of their lives. They lie. But we're going backwards after years of progress. We show that it's lost a cause as us. I'm on my own, I've got the time. Do you? Do you? You know that every time we change the world, they'll find more ways to blow it up. Forward we go, and we're going backwards after years of progress. We show that it's lost a cause as us keep paying our lives. We're goners for sure. Don't let me rush you. They're on the way. Don't let me rush you. Ba 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 ba
Thanks, guys.
Woo! Yeah. It's Good Robot!
It's Good Robot!
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the con.
Get the album on iTunes. It's awesome. Thank you, guys.